In the second half, I was wondering what I was going to say, because at one point there was a start of an hour's play that there hadn't been a shot on goal in the whole game. I was thinking what I'm going to say, and then all of a sudden goal goes in, and then game sort of explodes into action at both ends, and there's tackles flying in and all sorts.
Yeah, just in that we've got, excuse the voice by the way, but we've got just over the past few games there's been chances like we've spoken about, and you know, getting five kicked off the line the other day, I think it tends to lead to people not doubting themselves, but just wondering, you know, when's it going to go in? And then obviously when the goal, I just felt it was felt a huge weight of relief off the team. And then, like you say, then we become a little bit more expansive and played some good stuff. You know, it's credit to the lads and all the staff that, you know, they've kept going, kept pressing in the right way, and kept believing in everybody.
That's it, and like you say, it's one of those games where, I mean, it's a typical FC Rushall game where it's tight. You know, it's not going to, unless you get the odd, like the 4-all and that fluky foot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's always going to be really going to be a goal, isn't it? And you felt that was probably enough to win it. But like you said, a bit of luck, own goal, and. Well, yeah. It seems to be great as an own goal anyway, and sometimes that's what you need, isn't it?
It is, and you know, many a time over the past weeks, the teams that we've played against have done that defensive tactic of dropping really deep on any set pieces, denying any space in behind, and it's worked for them, whereas today, we've had our little bit of luck, we've kept putting the ball in the right areas, and it's resulted in us getting a 1-0, and then, you know, saw the different side to us, obviously, after the sending off, and you know, with that, we saw the grit and determination to see things through, and that's, you know, they've got everything in there. They've got absolutely everything. There's goals, there's great belief, great attitudes, and one of them, you know, I'm happy for the lads, because obviously they've probably taken a little bit of a stick over the past few weeks.
You mentioned the sending off, and I was going to mention it now. Something in football that gets me, that he gets two yellow cards. And they both are yellows, I suppose. The first one.
Yeah,
well, then there's a tackle that's not locked too long after, right in front of you, which is, there's no intention to play the ball, and it gets the same.
Absolute disgrace.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Absolute disgrace. You know, it's a straight red all day long. Mm. Could have very easily ended up with a severe injury. Luckily it's not. So, you know, it's...
Yeah. He's not the player to get injured like that, and he'll carry on running, so, which he did.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you do look for a not, it's not, and it's not protection. You're not asking for
exactly.
Protection. You're looking for consistency, I suppose. You know, it's one for Scott Cheatham to learn from. It was instinctive, the second one. But on the first one, just don't get involved with the lad. Don't need two lads. Put his head towards Scott. You know, with your head, and let the referee deal with it. Correct.
Craig Linfield starts, which I think certainly surprised me when I watched him play. You did on Thursday for the reserves, and he looked good touches, but you could see the sharpness wasn't there. But today, I mean, you could tell he wasn't fully match fit, but he's lucky he'd hardly been away, to be honest with you.
No, he's been absolutely superb. You know, his attitude and his work, the work that he's put in over the past 10 weeks has been superb, and I just felt that he does give us something that different. His work rate's phenomenal, and he gets in behind. And you know, he was there on hand to supply the cross for the goal, so I'm really pleased for him, because he deserves it for the hard work that he's put in.
Well, last check, Bly were winning, so I'll probably see you Tuesday.
Yeah.